What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. Welcome back, my friend, to another episode here on Finding Direction. It is so good to hang out with you today. And for all of my friends in the USA, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you are spending some time today to be with some loved ones around you, right? Taking a little bit of time to appreciate all the things that you have in your life. I know, you know, sometimes Thanksgiving comes around and it's this season of, you know, hey, let's stuff our faces, let's eat as much food as we possibly can. And sometimes we almost forget this idea that it really is a time about being thankful for everything that we have in our life. So make sure that you take a little bit of time right now, even just take a few moments right now. You could pause the audio and just be thankful for a few things that you have, whether you're spending Thanksgiving with family or not, whether you're not even celebrating it. Even if you're not in the US, you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, still find something you can be thankful for today. All right. Now, on today's episode, we're going to dive into the five pieces to building your morning routine. And before we really get into the goodness, if you are not already, I just want to say, make sure that you subscribe to this show so that we can hang out with you every single week as we dive into powerful conversations to help you find your purpose and maximize living in that purpose. And if you are enjoying the show, leave us a review, because that is how we improve the show. That's how we make it better. And that is how we get this podcast ultimately out to more people and make more of an impact. So if you take a second and write us a review, an honest one, I would be extremely, extremely grateful. All right, so let's dive in officially to today's episode. And again, what we're going to be talking about is five pieces to building your morning routine. Now, as we get into today's episode, I want to share with you, you know, a little bit about my own journey of building a morning routine. And maybe it's something that you are facing in your life. So for me, I have been in personal development space for 10 years or so now. And throughout the 10 years, there were so many times where I would hear people say, you got to have a morning routine, do a morning routine, get your morning set, right? Start the day off on the right foot. And I would always sort of try things and dabble, and then I would stop doing them. And then eventually I'd hear someone like on a podcast like this, and something would spark in my mind, and I'd go, you know what? I tried a morning routine. Let me try it again. And I would do it again, and I would implement some of the stuff, and then I would fall off. And that process probably happened continuously for about 7-8 years. And about 2 years ago, I finally had a moment where I was able to take all of these different things I had learned from different people, and I was able to put together a morning routine that really, really worked for me. And I've done this morning routine, I would say, about 5 out of 7 days of the week for the last 2 years consistently. And for me, I've stuck to it because I had a process in building this morning routine. So what I really want to encourage you to do today as we dive into this episode is I'm going to give you some pieces to build your morning routine. But really what you ultimately want to do on this episode is you want to go, okay, which one of these do I want to try? Which one of these do I want to experiment? Which one of these do I want to put into place? And maybe some of these don't make sense for me. But the way you want to go through this is I'm going to give you a few things that I've seen be helpful, and you just want to pick some of them, right? Maybe you pick all five, you say, I'm going all in. Maybe you say, Stu, I'm just going to start off with one or two of them, right? But you really, really want to start to build a morning routine. I'm sure this probably isn't the first time you've heard about building a morning routine, but maybe I can be that nice, friendly poke that says, okay, maybe you tried it before, or maybe you thought about it before, maybe you heard it before, but let's get back into doing it, right? And making it actual practice. I've noticed in my own life, and we'll dive into the five pieces in just a second, that when I stick to my morning routine, I am way more grounded. I am less stressed. I don't really get stressed a ton, but I'm less stressed. I've noticed that I'm so much clearer on where it is that I'm going in my life. And I'm more focused because of that. And ultimately, I have better days when I do it. There was a recent period in my life where I actually had about 2 weeks that I stopped doing my morning routine. And it was funny because I had a conversation with my girlfriend. And in that conversation, you know, she noticed that I was sort of not dialed in the way that I like to think that I normally am. And I was a little, you know, just frazzled with life and in the direction I was going. And in our conversation, she started to go, oh, you still, you know, meditating in the morning. That's what I call my morning routine, is I call it a meditation. But she goes, are you still doing that? And I realized that I had about a 2 week stint where I stopped doing my morning routine. And that caused, again, me to sort of just be frazzled throughout my days. So point being, take some pieces here today. And my challenge to you is we leave today, and I'll bring this back at the end, but go implement this morning routine for 1 week. That's my only challenge to you. You can pick the pieces. I'm going to give you five. You can pick two. You can pick one. You can pick five. But make sure and promise yourself that at the end of today's episode, you go, you know what? I'm going to practice one or all five of these for the next week. All right. So in the spirit of it being Thanksgiving, if you're listening to this podcast the day that it's coming out, and if you're listening to it later, we could still just say that it's in the spirit. The first piece to building your morning routine is gratitude. All right. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. And gratitude, right, to break it down to the basics, is finding something that you can be grateful for right now in your life. One of the things I've noticed in my own life in this journey that I've had the last 10 years in personal development is a lot of the times I got caught up in this idea that I need to achieve something big to be grateful. I need to accomplish something amazing to be proud of myself. And what I realized that's shifted the quality of my life is it's the people who find gratitude in the small little things in their life rather than the massive things that are actually the happier people. They're the happiest people, right? It's like they say, you don't find happiness in going to the moon. You find it in a stranger's smile every single day. And if you can find, you know, happiness in a stranger's smile every day, just the little things, your life's going to be so much better. So what you want to do as you start off your morning routine, I would encourage you to start with this piece, is gratitude. So ask yourself as you kick off your morning routine, and you can put a little bit of music on. I put a song on. It's called Devi Prayer, D-E-V-I Prayer. And it's just sort of like a nice background music as I go through my thing. I would encourage you, close your eyes, sit in a room. You can keep the lights on or off. I turn them off. But put that little bit of music on. You could put Devi Prayer on. And I'll put it in the show notes so you can just have easy access to it. Just go in the show notes, click Devi Prayer. You can use that for the music you use as you get into this sort of morning routine. But ask yourself, what are three things that you could be truly, and I'm not talking like fake hocus pocus, like, oh, I could be so grateful for this. I mean, like, for real, what are three things that you really could be grateful for in your life right now? And start off with that, right? Is it that you could be grateful for some people that you have in your life? And maybe you have some people around you that love you, that are great friends, that are great family. Maybe that's something. Maybe it's that you achieved something recently in your career, in your business. Is it that you could be grateful that you have air in your lungs, that your heart is beating, right? Could you be grateful for something that's coming up soon in your life that you're excited about, right? So find three things that you can be grateful for. And what this will start to do is, again, sometimes we can wake up in the morning and you just go straight into your day, and it puts us in this like reaction mode, right? If we wake up, there's this email, there's that thing, we got to go do this thing. And it's like, all of a sudden our brain's like left, right, squirrel, this, that. And our brain just goes into sort of the state of reaction throughout the whole day. The reason we want to start off with gratitude is it gives us a little bit of grounding and saying, okay, before I get into reaction mode and checking my emails and doing all that, let me just ground myself. Let me find a few things that I'm grateful for so that I can start my day off on that foot. All right. If you only say, Stu, I'm going to practice one of these for the next week, maybe it's gratitude. All right. But that's the way you want to start this off. And yes, you probably heard me say that. Do your morning routine before you check your emails, my friend. All right. Don't wake up, do all this stuff, get all chaotic. Like, wake up and just go straight into your morning routine. All right. So number one piece is gratitude. Find a way to in your morning routine, find a few things that you can be grateful for. Big, small, whatever it is, find three things that you could be deeply, deeply grateful for and make sure that you feel those things in your heart. Like maybe as you go through that process, put your hand on your heart as you feel the things you're grateful for. All right, that's the first piece. Now, the second piece is what I'm going to call connection. And what connection is some people call it prayer. Some people call it connecting with the universe. Some people call it something else. But what you want to do for the connection piece is you want to find a way to connect with source. You want to find a way to connect with spirit, with source, with the universe, with God, whatever it is for you. But you want to have a piece in your morning routine, in my belief, where you allow yourself to receive. You allow yourself to get guidance. You allow yourself to be directed. I've noticed in my life that when I am connected with source or God, or again, whatever you want to call it, I call it God. But when I am connected with that, things in my life flow. When I'm connected with that, I'm given wisdom in ways that I don't normally have, right? I'm given insights. I'm given little hints, right? Little nudges, little whispers that allow me to move in the direction that helps me create a fulfilling and a happy life. And so you want to find some way to be connected. And it's interesting, you know, we've had over 300 episodes on the podcast now, over 150 guests. And one of the biggest things that I've seen from so many of our guests is that the people that really live a fulfilled, happy, a successful life is they are connected with something, right? They have found a way to get in touch with this source, God, whatever it is, and they found a way to build a relationship with it so that when they get the whisper, when they get the nudge, when they get the thing that says you should go right and everything else in the world's telling them to go left, but this whisper saying go right, they follow that go right because they're connected. So find a way to get yourself connected. Now, what that can look like when it comes to your morning routine is maybe you sit there, you say, what are three things I'm grateful for? Closed eyes, feel it in your heart. And then just take a moment to get connected with source. Maybe it's an energy that you feel moving through your body, but just ask, just sit there and just receive. You don't need to do anything specific. You could ask a question if you've been having a question on your mind lately, right? What's so beautiful is when you ask questions, you will get answers. Right. When I am in connection and deeply in connection, I'll just be rattling off questions left and right. And when I'm connected, I am getting answers left and right from whatever you want to call it. Again, I call it God, but I'm getting answers from source, from spirit. And those are allowing me to move forward in my life. So the second piece is find some way to get connected. All right. Find some way to get connected with whatever that spirit is that you call in life. And the third piece is visualization. Right. So again, this one is going to help if you do it closed eyes, because it's going to be a little bit easier to visualize. And if you're listening to this and you're going, Stu, I'm not great at visualizing, just understand it's like building a muscle, right? You go to the gym once, you lift, 5 pounds, you're extremely sore the next day because it's your first time in the gym. So, but if you go to the gym for a month, 2 months, a year, 2 years, you can obviously do a lot more reps. So as you go into visualization, if you're going, I've never done that before, I'm not good at it, understand that's totally fine, right? It's like the first time you started walking, you didn't know how to walk the first time, but you kept trying and now you're a really good walker. So just take the same approach with visualization. And if you're great at visualizing, then that's even better, right? That's awesome as well. And so what you want to do now, again, closed eyes, is you want to start to visualize what are three things that you would want to create in your life, right? Now, what you want to understand is when it comes to visualization, this again is a massively, massively important piece of this process, but everything in life is truly created twice. Everything in life is created twice. Once, it's created in the mind, and second, it's created in the world. Like if you think about this microphone that I am talking to you through right now, someone first, before this thing ever became real, somebody thought it up in their mind. They went, you know what? I can see it in my mind. It's going to be this microphone. It's going to be great sound. It's going to have this, arm thing so it can just lay perfectly in front of people. Somebody thought about that in their mind over and over and over, and they saw it and they visualized it and they imagined it and they could see it in their mind. And then eventually They actually made it a real object that allows us to have this conversation now, right? The chair that I'm sitting in, someone first thought it in their mind, then it became a reality, right? You think of Disneyland. Disney first thought of Disneyland in his head, and then it became Disneyland, right? So everything in this world is created twice. The situation and circumstance you are living in right now, the reality that you're in, may be hard to see here, but you first created that in your mind. And now that's why it's your reality. Think about that. You created your reality in your mind, and now it is your reality. You created it twice because everything in this world is created twice. Now, sometimes people can go, you know, visualization, it's not my thing. I don't visualize. I don't believe in it. But the reality is everybody visualizes. Some people just do it intentionally. Everybody's always visualizing. Some people just do it intentionally. And that's why you want to use this process to your advantage, right? So think of three things, again, as we go back into visualization, that you want to create in your life, right? Is it an opportunity you want? Is it a connection you want to meet? Is it a relationship that you want to get in? Is it a certain amount of income that you want to make, right? You have to begin to visualize this in your mind. It's fascinating. In my life, I've seen this over and over and over where things happen to me and people around me or my girlfriend will go, "You're so lucky. Like, these things always happen to you." And the reality is there's a part of luck that's from it, but it's because I'm visualizing these things, right? It's because I'm drawing them and literally attracting them to me. So find a way to visualize, right? Ask yourself, what are three things you want to achieve in your life? And what I would encourage you to do as you visualize them is really picture yourself in that place. So if it's a certain amount of income you want to make, picture yourself making that. If it's that you want to be in a career that you love and you wake up jumping out of your bed excited in the morning, literally visualize yourself jumping out of bed in the morning with excitement. You have to first see it in your mind. So visualize what are the things that you want to create in your life. And once you begin to create them in your life, in your mind, you create them in your mind, eventually they become real in your life. All right. So that's the third piece, is work on creating a vision for your life. All right. And this is just going to help increase motivation and drive in your life. Right. It's like, you know, there's a book, the Bible, right? It says, where there is no vision, the people will perish. When you don't have a vision for your life, no wonder you're not motivated. No wonder maybe you feel lazy. No wonder that there's not a spark, a passion in your life, because you don't know where the hell you're going. You don't have a vision. So when you use this third step of visualizing, it's going to create more drive, more passion, more motivation in your life, because all of a sudden you go, man, I know what the target is. I know what I am moving towards. So I hammered this one hard, but really make sure to find a way in your morning routine that you practice visualization. All right. And all of this stuff I'm telling you, and we got two more, should take you 10 to 15 minutes. That's the key. I don't want you to hear this and go, oh my God, I need to spend 2 hours every morning doing this. No, we're going to keep it real simple. 10, 15 minutes, keep it tight. And as we finish up the last two, I'll walk you through how you can do it in 15 minutes. I'll give you a real, real easy step if you stick to the end. Now, the fourth piece is add in some writing. All right, add in some writing. Now, there's really two separate ways that you can do this. One way is write down basically what you've just done out loud, done in your mind, right? So write down five things you're grateful for, and then write down five things that you want to create in your life, but write them in the present tense, right? So you could write, I am so happy and grateful. That's how I start off, how I write it. You could, more than welcome to take it. You say, I'm so happy and grateful now that, or I'm so happy and grateful for my family, right? I'm so happy and grateful that there's air in my lungs. I'm so happy and grateful for the house that I live in, right? And you go, you do five of those, you write them down, and then you write five things you want to visualize and create in your life, right? So you go, I am so happy and grateful now that I'm speaking on stages all over the world, right? I'm so happy and grateful now that I am traveling all over the world. Right. I am so happy and grateful now that I'm jumping out of bed, excited for what I get to do with my life. And you want to write those things out. But if you listened carefully there, you want to write them in the present tense, right? So don't say, I am so happy and grateful now that, or I'm so happy and grateful that I want to make more money. I'm so happy and grateful that I'm going to soon be in a job that I love, because you're training your brain. If you say, I'm so happy and grateful that I'm going to get there soon, you're training your brain to live in the space of I'm going to get there soon. So say it in the present tense, right? I am so happy and grateful now that I am waking up excited, jumping out of my bed for the career that I get to pursue. Say it in the present tense. That is a powerful, 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 powerful thing that you have to do, right? Real small thing that's different, but really powerful when it comes to impacting your subconscious mind. All right, say it in the present tense. It's going to be helpful. That's one way you can write. The second way that you can write is writing down questions, right? So maybe you've been trying to figure out, like, what is the direction for my life? What's next for me? Journal those questions out, right? I was just watching this movie last night on Netflix. It's called Schultz, I think it is, with Jonah Hill, and he's interviewing his therapist. Really interesting documentary, or I don't know if it's a documentary, but film. And one of the things his therapist was saying that I thought was so fascinating to hear it in this way is he says, when you write things down, it's like looking in a mirror with your unconscious. When you write something down, there is a way that draws things out of your unconscious mind, right? That you write a question down, you go, what am I supposed to do next with my life? And if you just allow yourself to start writing, you're going to notice some things are going to start to come out, right? Just yesterday, I went to the beach to do a little bit of work, and I was sitting there just journaling, writing questions to myself. And I would write a question and all of a sudden an answer would flow out. And I'd write another question and another answer would flow out. And then that night, I was watching this documentary or film or whatever it's called with Jonah Hill. And when his therapist said that, it was like, oh my God, I've never heard it in that way. But it really is true that when you journal something and you're asking yourself questions through writing, it's allowing you to tap into and really like look into your unconscious, just like you're looking into a mirror, right? So add some writing in. It could be writing five things you're grateful for. It could be writing five things you visualize that you want to create and you're writing them in the present tense. It could be that you're just spending, 3 minutes asking yourself one question for the day, all right? But give yourself some time to write. And then the fifth and last one is something that you may hear me and you may go, Stu, that's crazy. That's weird. But oftentimes it's the weird, crazy things that we do that actually help us create a life that we really love, right? I do this myself, and I have friends that have seen me do it and they kind of give me weird looks. My girlfriend sometimes looks at me do it and gives me weird looks. But the fifth and final one is to talk to yourself. And when I say talk to yourself, I mean, you want to start to reaffirm some of the things to yourself that you want in your life. So what this can look like is if you took the writing exercise and you said, I'm going to write five things I'm grateful for, five things I want to visualize and create in my life, and you wrote them down, then the fifth part is look in the mirror and simply read those out loud to yourself. Where you go, I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm jumping out of bed excited in the morning, right? And you do that. And if you start to read these out loud to yourself with emotion, it's a key part here, with emotion, right? If you read it out loud and you go, I'm so happy and grateful now that I am doing something that excites me and I'm jumping out of bed. It's like, ugh, like it's like gross, right? And what it's doing is because you don't have the emotion, it's not sparking that fire in your unconscious mind. When you add emotion, it's like adding gasoline to the fire, which is the creation of your life. So when you look in the mirror and you read these things, like get some passion in your body, right? Go, I'm so happy and grateful that I'm jumping out of bed excited for my life. And if you add emotion to these and you do it over and over, day in and day out, you'd start with a week and then go, feel what you want. But if you add emotion to it, it is like, I'm telling you, dumping gas on the fire of your life in a beautiful, beautiful way. It will create an unbelievable quality of life if you add some passion. So that is the fifth thing you can do, is talk to yourself. Another thing you can do is write down a goal you have for yourself, for your life, for the next 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, and read that to yourself in the mirror every day, right? Maybe it's a career you're pursuing. You go, I'm so happy and grateful now that I am working with XYZ company. And you're not there yet, but just read it in the mirror every single day. And that's another way that you can talk to yourself. All right. So quick recap. I know we went through quite a few. Is the five pieces to building your morning routine is number one, have a little bit of gratitude. right? Spend some time thinking what you're grateful for. Number two, connection, get connected to source. Number three, visualize. Number four, write some things down. And then number five is talk to yourself. Now, I mentioned a little bit ago that if you want to squeeze this in a tight 10, 15 minutes, that is what I recommend. If you turn this into a 30-minute process, you're going to start to go, man, I don't have 30 minutes, right? And then you stop doing it. So what I would encourage is spend 2 minutes on each of these. Literally that simple. You go 2 minutes for gratitude. Feel in your heart, what are three things I'm grateful for, right? Spend 2 minutes getting connected. Just ask a quick question. Feel any guidance. Listen for 2 minutes. Then for 2 minutes, visualize a few things you want to create in your life. And then real quick, write a few things down. Maybe it's a question you write down. Maybe it's two things you're grateful for, two things you want to create in your life. And then just look in the mirror for another 2 minutes and just give yourself a nice little pep talk, right? Talk to yourself, reaffirm some of these things into your body. And yes, you can expand it. You could do 3 minutes of gratitude, 3 minutes of connection, 3 minutes of visualization, 3 minutes of writing, 3 minutes of talking to yourself, or maybe pick three of each and you go, you know what? I'm going to do 5 minutes of gratitude. I'm going to do 5 minutes of connection, and I'm going to do 5 minutes where I write something down, right? Again, these are some pieces to building your morning routine. I use all of these, and it's what's allowed me to create the morning routine I have. But again, if you want to be committed to your morning routine, you got to have a part in building the routine, right? So take some of these, and my challenge to you again is as you leave this episode, what is the morning routine that you're going to build over the next 5 days, over the next week, right? Is it that you're going to take two of these, you're going to take three of these, you're going to try all five of these? But my question to you is, what are the elements from these five pieces I gave you today that you're going to use to create a morning routine over the next week? And start practicing it, start implementing it in the morning, and I promise you're going to notice that you're going to have an increase in happiness, in production, in clarity in your life, and overall, you're going to be going through your day, enjoying your life a little bit more. All right, so go take these things, go execute on them. And other than that, I just want to say thank you as always for hanging out with me on the podcast. I say this about every single week, but I really do mean it. From my heart to yours, I am so grateful to be able to have a conversation with you and help you get clear on what it is you want to do with your life. How do you make that more of a reality? And I know I mentioned this earlier, but I would really love to hear from you. If you're enjoying this show, if you want more of it, if you want different things, go and leave me a review on whatever platform you listen to this. If you're on Spotify, I think you can only give a rating. If you're on iTunes, you can actually write something. But I would be extremely grateful if you'd take 60 seconds. We'll put the link in the show notes. And if you would just write a review and let me know, like, really, what do you like? What do you want more of? What do you want to dive deeper into? And that's how we can make the show a better experience for you every single week and literally cater the show specifically to your needs. So if you would go there, I would be so, so, so grateful. And if you have a friend that you know is trying to get a little bit clearer in their life, go ahead and send them this episode. I promise you, they're going to come back to you saying thank you. All right. So other than that, have a wonderful, splendid, incredible, outstanding rest of your day. I appreciate you more than you know. And if you ever need anything, feel free to reach out. Other than that, have an amazing day, and I will talk to you soon, my friend. Take care.